Thanks for joining us, and I'm wondering if I'm speaking to you from Ocean City, because that town was named the best beach in America.
Actually, I am just up the coast in South Seaside Park, but you're right, Ocean City was just named best beach in the entire United States by Coastal Living magazine. They went through this NCAA basketball-style bracket tournament, and they were in the finals with Huntington Beach in California. Ocean City beat out beaches from coast to coast, including Alaska and Hawaii. So it is quite an honor, and congratulations, Ocean City. We're very, very happy for you.
Now, we won't look too closely at the voting methodology that produced that result, but it does add to its list of accomplishments, cited as America's greatest family resort.
That was one of the accomplishments, and as I'm sure many of the listeners are aware, the magazine also cited that Ocean City is a dry town, and I'm sure that has a lot to do with Ocean City being dubbed the greatest family resort in the United States.
Let's talk about preparations for the summer season and move up a notch to Margate, where there was just a ruling about dunes and replenishment.
Yes, there was just a ruling this week in State Superior Court, and the judge ruled that the state can move forward with beach replenishment. At issue in that case, and in also cases throughout the Jersey Shore, there were some private property owners who still have not signed easements that would allow for beach replenishment and dune creation. In that particular case, the municipality and some residents said that the bulkhead, which extends along the oceanfront in Margate, was and is sufficient to protect the community. The judge held that the state is right, that the beach replenishment serves a public purpose, and the public purpose is protecting life and property in the community. So Governor Christie, back in 2013, famously called out the oceanfront property owners who have refused to sign easements to allow this work as being greedy and selfish. So it looks like this is a victory for the governor. And I can just tell you from the commenting that I've seen in my news articles and also other news articles, the vast majority of people and the public who live in these communities are quite happy.
And so with that, is this battle over eminent rights still playing out in other shorefront communities, or is it substantially solved?
No, it's not solved. And, you know, these two cases were held in Superior Court, so it can certainly be appealed.
For tourists and visitors coming to the Jersey Shore in the 2016 season, will there be much, if any, evidence still remaining from Superstorm Sandy?
As a tourist, if you're coming down to the Jersey Shore this summer, if you're coming across from Philadelphia, there's still plenty to do. The boardwalks will all be up and running, with the exception, of course, in a section of the seasides and Seaside Park specifically. There was a massive fire in 2013, and that pier has not been rebuilt. But in Ocean City, Wildwoods, especially in the southern areas that did not really take a major hit from Sandy, I think this summer may actually shape up to be a banner year. I just spoke with a business owner in Seaside Park, and from what he was telling me is that realtors in Ocean County have been saying that their rentals are way up. And I've spoken with realtors all up and down the coast in recent weeks, and they're all echoing the same thing. Summer rentals are up. They're very optimistic. And, you know, it's been a struggle in the last few years. But there's always that one wild card, Dave. It's weather. Having adverse weather on a bunch of weekends can be devastating for local business owners that rely on day trippers. But I think another important thing, Dave, summer gas prices are projected to be at their lowest levels since 2004. And that's according to a report in Bloomberg today. All in all, if the weather holds out, Dave, I think we're going to have a great summer.
A lot of pieces potentially in place. Justin, great speaking with you again on Newsworks Tonight.
Thank you, Dave. It's a pleasure, as always.
Justin Osiello, Down the Shore blogger for Newsworks.org.